Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Choices. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15 through 18. See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to Him, and to keep His commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. But if your hearts turn away, and you are not obedient, and if you are drawn away to bow down to other gods and worship them, I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. Aren't you glad we do not live in the day when people worshiped idols? Back then they made idols of gold, wood, or stone to worship. These gods became so important to the people that their entire lives revolved around worshiping something they themselves had made. It makes you wonder how they could have been so foolish. Before we get carried away with the condemnation of people in the past ages, we need to take a long look at our own day and age. We live in such a hedonistic society that most people give themselves over to anything that will give pleasure. We have erected modern-day gods of the stuff of life. We bow at the shrine of everything that is new and modern because it will make us feel good. Too many Christians have fallen into the same kind of tragic worship. Moses confronted the Israelites with a loud call to love the Lord and walk in obedience to His written word. We need to make the choice to serve the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind. Be sure to make the right choice. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. Pastor Cecil. We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.